Hello out there, I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
Today we will discuss the Unit 9 article about trends, which focus on something new happening now.
Cool! 所以今天我们的课文要聊到的主题呢，都是有关trend，就是流行的趋势。来看看最近呢，到底在流行什么很夯的新事物哦。
Our lesson is about funny photographs that you see on the internet.
Cool, 哇，那要看到什么样的新奇的玩意儿呢？哦，就是呢，在这个网络上，是不是常常会流行一些怪怪啦，或是好玩的照片哦？Cool pictures.
Yes, but these photos are special because of what people do in the photos.
OK，那这些照片呢，有什么特别之处呢？就是呢，这个影中人的一些行为，通常是非常 special 啦，很 special 哦。
So, if you like taking pictures or even just looking at them,
嗯哼。
this should be an interesting lesson.
所以啊，如果你是跟我一样喜欢拍照，或者呢，常常呢在这个电脑前面浏览网络上的照片的你，哇，一定会爱上今天的课哦。So let's take a look at it right now. Internet crazes.
A photo fad is a type of picture that becomes popular quickly. The person in the photo makes a special pose. Then the photo is shared on the internet. These funny pictures inspire others to copy the style. The most famous pose is the V sign made with two fingers. These days, there are crazy new poses all the time. Owling is sitting in a way that makes you look like a bird. Planking is lying like a wooden board. These pictures are fun to make and funny to look at. With a camera and some creativity, you can start a whole new photo fad yourself.
Style. Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand. Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand. Finger. The cook is careful not to cut his fingers with the knife. The cook is careful not to cut his fingers with the knife. Board. The old house's wooden boards make a sound with each footstep. The old house's wooden boards make a sound with each footstep. Hole. Going to another country is like going to a whole new world. Going to another country is like going to a whole new world.
The article starts. A photo fad is a type of picture that becomes popular quickly.
OK, 我们都知道 photo 是照片，那 fad 是什么呢？就是流行风潮。所以顾名思义呢，a photo fad 就是指那种突然爆红、人气飙高的那种照片啦。
We see a lot of fads in fashion. For example, I've seen pictures of my grandfather and my father when they were younger. My grandfather had very short hair, like me, because he was popular. That was the fad. But the photo of my dad is different. Can you guess how he looked? How long his hair was?
Like my hair long?
Well, not that long,
but shoulders.
Quite long.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a fad. It was popular at that time.
Right. OK, 所以一般呢提到 fads 呢，刚刚 Jeffrey 老师有补充，我们通常都会联想到跟 fashion 跟时尚流行有关，像是啊以前的男孩子呢，诶，他们有时候可能是留像那种美国大兵那种很短的短发，但是呢你有没有看过呢，其实男生也有留长发的那种年代哦。 OK, let's get back and talk more about this article.
OK, the person in the photo makes a special pose. Then the photo is shared on the internet.
Oh, I see. Pose 呢，就是我们要摆 pose, 就是姿势的意思啊。那在照片中的人通常都会做一些比较特别的姿势，然后呢，就怎么样，就放在这个网络上分享给大家看哦。
That's right. So they move their body in a special way, and then they post it online.
Right, 所以呢他们的身体通常都会摆出比较不同的这个动作啊，然后再 po 在网络上哦。Post 这里就有张贴，那 online 就是网络上的意思哦。For example, I like to shop online.
The article goes on. These funny pictures inspire others to copy the style.
没错啊，像这些怪怪的照片有时候还会 inspire 启发其他人呢去模仿这样的风格哦。
We have this word style. Style, which means the particular way in which something is done.
Style, 我们当然都知道就是风格或是形态的意思哦，它是一个名词。For example, I could say, she has a unique style of singing. Interesting. Okay, now sometimes in spoken English, sometimes we can say, I like your style. That just means I like the way you do things.那另外呢，我们常常在口语的片语也会说 in style, 就是表示很流行啦。那相反呢， out of style 当然就是指很过气这样子的意思哦。Okay, so could you give us an example sentence?
Okay, so Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand. Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand.
莎士比亚的写作风格呢，哎，可能呢太难懂了。So, did you ever read any of the Shakespeare's works?
Yes, I had to read Shakespeare in high school and college. It was not easy, but I still graduated.
Good for you. Okay, I had to read things like Hamlet and Macbeth in high school as well. I think sometimes movies are a lot easier
yes.
to understand. Okay, anyway, let's continue and read the article.
Okay, the article says something we should all know,、mm-hmm. and that is the most famous pose is the V sign made with two fingers.
Okay, 大家应该都很熟悉我们现在在做什么呢？就是比耶胜利的手势，就是 the V sign, okay?
This one is so popular, so common and normal,、we probably don't think、about it as something special.
Okay.
In Taiwan, because you do it almost every time.
Right.
Some people do it every time.
I do it.
But people don't do this everywhere.
Okay, 没错呢。其实这个 pose 呢，虽然再平凡不过，那现在呢，我们在台湾大家都知道，可它并不是在每个地方都流行这个胜利的标志哦。
Okay, and let's make sure we know what fingers are.
Okay.
A finger is one of the four long, thin parts on your hand, not including your thumb.
I didn't know this. It's like an interesting piece of trivia. Okay, 所以大家要注意哦。通常我们以为说这个 thumb 大拇指不算在五指之内，好像就是有这个关节就不算。Okay, 那我们来认识一下 there are other four fingers. This is the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and pinky or little finger.
So I have eight fingers, four on each hand.
Okay, 所以有八根手指头，那总共就是一只手有四只。
And an example sentence is, the cook is careful not to cut his fingers with the knife. The cook is careful not to cut his finger with the knife.
Wow, 那个 cook 就是厨师，很小心不让刀切到他的 finger 手指。
Going on.These days, there are crazy new poses all the time.
没错，现今呢，就是 these days, 哇，随时都有疯狂的新的 pose.
Owling, O-W-L-I-N-G, is sitting in a way that makes you look like a bird.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I look like a chicken, but
okay.
That's a bird, right?
But the word owling?
Yeah, this thing owling must come from the word owl, the bird.
Of course, absolutely. Okay, owling, 我们都知道 owl 是猫头鹰，所以呢，我想像它可能就是坐着会像这个猫头鹰蹲着这样子的一个 pose, so owling.
I think we just did a pretty bad job owling. It's hard to explain and show you while standing up, but you could understand if you see one of these pictures on the internet.
Yes, you can Google it, 然后你就可以看到到底这个猫头鹰蹲的 owling 是长什么样子。
The article gives another example. Planking is lying like...A wooden board, but not standing up like this. Your face is down on the ground.
I know. This one I've tried before, and Lana has too. Okay, Lana 老师，真的，他们试过就是铺街，就是其实 planking 有就是躺着，就平躺，像一块这个木板这样的一个动作啦。
I need to go on the internet and find your planking photos after this. That's the first thing I'm doing. Okay, you should know that a board is a long, thin piece of strong, hard material, especially wood, used for making floors, walls, boats, and things like that.
Board 就是板子啦，或是木板的意思。
So here's an example. The old house's wooden boards made a sound with each footstep. The old house's wooden boards made a sound with each footstep.
所以每走一步呢，那间老房子的木板咔就会发出声音哦。
Okay, so these pictures are fun to make, right?
Yeah, Lana and me saying yes.
So where did you make your planking video?
In her office.
So where were you laying down? Were you on the floor or on the desk?
Yeah, we actually arranged some chairs. It was really cool. 真的很好玩 You guys should try it too.
And next time you can try owling.
No, that kind of looks ugly.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It'd be funny if I saw it. Okay, so they're fun to make, and they're definitely funny to look at. Okay, almost everybody has seen some funny videos or pictures if you've gone on the internet in the last 10 years. So, with a camera and some creativity, you could start a whole new photo fad yourself.
真的，只要用一台相机呢，还有一些创意 creativity， 自己也可以展开全新的拍照的这个疯狂哦。
Yeah, so if you have a cool or funny idea for a photo, and you put it on the internet, other people will copy your style.
Totally, I'm really creative. Okay, so I'm sure I'll come up with one really easily.
Okay, and we should double check the word whole from.Whole new.
Right. Okay, whole 呢其实就有完全的啊全部这样的意思。
Yeah, it means full or complete. In other words, 100%. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
Going to another country is like going to a whole new world. Going to another country is like going to a whole new world.
Anyway, let's now go to our wrap up.
Let's go. All right, that was very interesting. So, photo fads. Now, here's a question. What makes all these photo fads possible?
Okay, 当然呢有一些很好看的照片最重要就是网路啊 the internet.
Okay, I heard the word internet.
Right,
I can understand that. And that's exactly right, especially with websites like Facebook, Twitter,and others like that, that make it really easy to share and see these photographs.
Oh, and also things like phones, smartphones, and cameras, they're also really important because they help you take the weird, nice-looking pictures.
Yeah, so if you have a smartphone or a camera, it's really easy to copy other people's photo fads or, like we mentioned, start your own. So if you want to have some fun with your friends, go for it.
Yeah. Do you like to take photos?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A-Fun 小聚会
Hello, I'm everyone. I'm Evita. 当你们遇到很开心的事情，你们会怎么样呢？一定是从头顶到脚趾头都会起鸡皮疙瘩吧。 好的，那今天要跟大家分享的句子就是 My whole body is buzzing with joy. My whole body is buzzing with joy. 我全身上下都陶醉在喜悦之中啊。 Buzzing 跟之前所提到的 crash 我都把它归类为撞声词。Buzz 有正好有嗡嗡作响的意思，但在这里 be buzzing with 有一种充斥着、充满着的这个状态。My whole body is buzzing with joy 是一个很有画面的句子，因为开心、兴奋到的确有一种血液沸腾的感觉。当然不止喜悦啊，用 excitement 名词兴奋做替换，那句子就会是 My whole body is buzzing with excitement。还有其他片语用来表示充满的意思，像是 be full of 或 be filled with。 例如我的生活充满喜悦，那就是 my life is full of joy， 或是 my life is filled with joy。 那最后再复习一次，要形容全身上下都陶醉在喜悦之中， my whole body is buzzing with joy， my whole body is buzzing with joy。 Yeah yeah yeah。
I need a cup of scissors.
啊，这边不是有一把剪刀了吗？
我说 a couple, not a pair.
A pair is something means two things of the same appearance and size that are intended to be used together, or something that consists of two parts joined together. 意思就是啊，这个 a pair 是用来表示两个一样的东西做成一双啦，或是一副啦，或是一对东西哦。像是如果我们要说这个裤子对不对，它有两个一样的裤管，或者像是筷子啊，它是不就是两只一样的筷子，还有一对耳环。通常呢，我们都是看到有两个一样的耳环，我们就可以用 a pair 来计算。所以要这么说 a pair of pants, a pair of earrings, a pair of glasses, and 甚至于剪刀，我们也要说 a pair of scissors, 因为它是两个刀片所形成的剪刀哦。不过呢，有些人就问说，诶，那这个 a couple of 是不是跟 a pair of 很像呢？不是哦， a couple of 是用来表示两个什么什么，所以 means two of something。 所以 a couple of days 就是两天啦，或者是 I have a couple of friends， 我有两个朋友哦。另外在口语当中，我们常会用 a couple 来指一对夫妇或者是一对情侣，所以像是 they make such a nice couple， 就是他们两个小两口真是太配了， or they are such a cute couple， 他们这对情侣或是夫妻档超可爱的哦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
像是这个 a pair of chopsticks 筷子啊， a pair of jeans 牛仔裤，因为这个东西是两个长得很像的东西凑成一对或是一副一双什么什么，我们就要用 a pair of。 那如果是要讲两个什么东西，我们可以用 a couple of。 另外 a couple 还可以指一对夫妇或情侣哟。
Internet crazes。
A photo fad is a type of picture that becomes popular quickly. The person in the photo makes a special pose. Then the photo is shared on the internet. These funny pictures inspire others to copy the style. The most famous pose is the V sign made with two fingers.These days, there are crazy new poses all the time. Owling is sitting in a way that makes you look like a bird. Planking is lying like a wooden board. These pictures are fun to make and funny to look at. With a camera and some creativity, you can start a whole new photo fad yourself.
Style. Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand. Shakespeare's style of writing might be difficult to understand. Finger. The cook is careful not to cut his fingers with the knife. The cook is careful not to cut his fingers with the knife. Bored. Bored. The old house's wooden boards make a sound with each footstep. The old house's wooden boards make a sound with each footstep. Hole. Hole. Going to another country is like going to a whole new world. Going to another country is like going to a whole new world.